Housing Minister and Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka, who is on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Richard. Great to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. Look, this policy, everybody's, well, certainly the government is regarded as a centrepiece of the election campaign, but it only appeared 6 days out. Is this something that you've been working on for a considerable amount of time, or is it just the fact that you needed to pull a rabbit out of the hat, read the election on Saturday, and thought, OK, this will do?
No, Richard, you can't come up with a calibrated policy like this overnight. We've seen that from the Labor Party, but we've been working on this for many months, and in many respects, Richard, it complements and continues the work we've done over many years to really have a laser-like focus on supporting first-home buyers. Just in this term of government, we've put in place the Home Builder Program, $25,000 grants, predominantly for first-home buyers, the Home Guarantee Scheme, which has supported first-home buyers to buy a home with a 5% deposit and single parents with a 2% deposit, the First Home Super Saver Scheme. So this is a natural next step to help first-home buyers. We know that the biggest challenge to getting into your first home is getting that deposit together and giving them access in a responsible way to their own money in super to help get over that deposit hurdle and get into their first home, we think, is a very natural extension to our focus on helping first-home buyers get into the market.
Do you accept the fact, as was the comment made on ABC yesterday morning by a superannuation minister, that it will certainly initially put the price of housing up?
Well, no. I mean, I agree with the Property Council, which said that this won't have a material impact on prices. And in fact, the minister has also confirmed that when taken in totality with our other program, which is to support people downsizing, that this won't have that impact. And we know that the Australian residential housing market each year transacts $687 billion of real estate. This program, if every single first-home buyer used it, would still be less than 1% of that. So the idea that this is going to impact the prices more broadly in a material way is clearly wrong. It's being used as a last gasp argument from people who really see superannuation as belonging to the government or see superannuation as belonging to the fund managers. We don't see it that way. We think superannuation, Richard, is your listeners. They've worked hard for that superannuation and they should be entitled to get that money to work hard for them in helping them purchase their new home. And importantly, under the scheme, once they sell that home, and most first-home buyers will hold their first home for 8 years, they're required to then recontribute that back into super. So we get the best of both worlds. You get the use of the money when you need it to get into your house, and then you can get it back into super to ensure that you retire.
All right. So, okay, when you're saying the average is 8 years, you sell your first home. Do you have to put it back in when do you garnish the sale price and make sure that money goes back in?
Yeah, no, there'll be an assessment that's made that will require that money to go back in. So what you have to put back in is the money you took out. So say you took $50,000 out, you've got to put the $50,000 back plus a proportion of the capital gain. So if there's a 20% capital gain, well, you've got to put in that case, an additional 20%. So that would be $60,000 back in to super. So we're protecting your retirement savings. But by that stage, you own a home. You're in the property market. You've not had the market creeping away from you even further. So that money works for you when you need it. And I can tell you, Richard, the most frustrating things for people who are working hard each week to put a bit of money away, put a bit of money aside each week to save for their deposit, is when they look at their superannuation balance every 3 or 6 months when they get their statement and they say, wow, I could really use some of that money to put towards my deposit. This is going to allow them to do that.
You mentioned our listeners, and I'll thank Maureen, one of our listeners, who alerted me to comments made by you on Sky News back in 2017, and I'm quoting here, Mr. Suka, who's working on the government's housing affordability package for the May budget, this is back in 2017, agreed with comments made by Finance Minister Matthias Cormann in 2014 that the super option in isolation would only drive up house prices because it would pump more liquidity in the market. And I'm quoting here from you, from Sky News, if all the government does is try to pump further liquidity into the residential housing market, inevitably all you do is push up housing prices. Do you still agree with that statement from 2017?
No, I do agree with that statement, but that's not what this policy is doing. I mean, the policy we announced on the weekend, yes, has this very important component, but it also has the component of the downsizer policy, which we know will add to supply. No one disagrees, Richard, that we need to increase supply, but also this is very targeted and very different to what I was commenting on in 2017, because it's not only targeted to first-home buyers, it only allows for a portion of your superannuation to be released, indeed only up to 40% or 50,000. So it's very targeted. And as I said to you earlier, Richard, even if every single first-home buyer utilised this scheme, it would be less than 1% of real estate transactions in this country. And in that sense, is just immaterial to house prices.
You've used that term immaterial in a number of interviews yesterday. What you're saying, it's irrelevant. It's not going to have any effect.
It's so small that it would be very hard to quantify, if at all. I mean, that's the point I'm making. You're talking about a tiny group and a tiny amount of money, but what we want to do is give first-home buyers the firepower to get into their first home. Now, if the alternative argument, Richard, here is from the Labor Party and the unions, if the alternative argument is that the way to address housing affordability is to have less first-home buyers in the market, I fundamentally disagree with that.
Right.
We want more first-home buyers in the market.
Well, if
you flip the argument on its head, Richard, it sounds quite preposterous that someone would argue that actually the way to address housing affordability is to depress the number of first-home buyers. Well, we're going to do the opposite. I don't agree with those people.
Their plan is that the government can provide up to 40% equity in the home, which is obviously a lot more than $50,000, 40%. But other state governments, the New South Wales government are toying with that idea. They're providing equity to give you a deposit. It's certainly one that's being entertained.
To put it into some context, Richard, the most successful of the schemes that are like what Labor announced, which is effectively the government owning 40% of your home, Anthony Albanese and his government owning 40% of your home, which I think most Australians wouldn't want, let's be frank. But the most successful of those schemes in WA has had 300 people on average per year take it up. No one wants one of those, Richard. No one wants the government owning 40% of their home. There's been no ability of the Labor Party to answer questions about their policy, which fell apart in 24 hours. Richard Marles, the Deputy Leader of the Labor Party, confirmed that if you get a pay rise one year and you get above the income threshold under the scheme, you'll be sent an eviction notice and asked to sell up the property. What do you do when you want to go down to Bunnings and buy a tin of paint and do some improvements on the property? Do you have to sort of get a note from Canberra giving you permission to do that? Because they will own 40% of your home. They will co-own your home. That's why no one would use it, Richard. It's a policy that Labor came up with on the eve of an election because they've done nothing in housing to sort of show that they're trying to do something. But no one will use that. In contrast, our program would be used by tens of thousands of Australians. And the feedback I've had in the last 24 hours, Richard, is that those people struggling to save that deposit, a high proportion of them see this as a really powerful way to get into a first
home. But the feedback has been 50-50. I mean, you mentioned the Property Council. You would expect them to support more people buying a home, and likewise the Master Builders have supported it for the same reasons, obviously good for business for them. But a lot of people, like Saul Eastlake and a lot of respected economists, think it will push the prices up. But given you obviously accept that this is a major campaign policy, I mean, that's what the PM said. Why wait till 6 days out? Why not announce it, 6 weeks ago?
Well, as you know, Richard, it's not uncommon. In fact, it's pretty standard practice in Australian politics to hold your campaign launch towards the end of the campaign. And we always have pretty sizable policies that we announce at our campaign launch. And as I said, this, I think, has been done in a way that's ensured the message got to as many Australians as possible. The eyes of so many people who were thinking about this election were focused in on the campaign launch, and it's been very effective at getting the message out to as many Australians as possible. So, Richard, I think it was a perfect way to send that really strong message to the Australian community, and particularly those people who are trying to save for a home, that we've got their backs. And sure, Richard, there'll be a lot of vested interests who criticise this policy, the fund managers, who are all paid very good money to control our money, see the superannuation money as theirs. We don't. We think that your listeners have worked very hard for their super. It's their money, and they should be entitled to have that super working hard for them in helping them buy a home and then responsibly putting it back into super at the other end. So I'm very comfortable standing with first home buyers, Richard, and I'll let others stand with, the big vested lobby groups.
Appreciate the time this morning. And look, I'll give you a free kick here, just very quickly, and not a long response to this. Why, in your opinion, should Australia be voting for the coalition on Saturday?
Well, undoubtedly, we've led the world in our economic recovery. There are a lot of potholes ahead. There's a lot of instability in the world ahead. The last thing we could do is put in a government and a prime minister in the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, who's shown no grasp of the economy, no understanding of the economy, and I'd suggest no interest in the economy in such a difficult time.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck on Saturday, Michael.
Good on you, Richard. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Michael Suker, who's our Assistant Treasurer and Federal Housing Minister.